Dr. Olivero is dictating. Today is January the 3rd, 2024. The first patient is Debbie McQueen. The last name is M-C-Q-U-E-E-N. First name is Debbie, D-E-B-B-I-E. This is the clinical case of a 63-year-old patient of Ms. Paul Hamus. P-O-L-H-A-M-U-S, P-A-C, who is referred to this office because of the presence of CKD stage 3B and relapsing nephrolithiasis, period. The history of nephrolithiasis has been present for at least 10 years. The patient has been admitted to the hospital at least 5 times. The latest admission was in November of 2023 when she had hydronephrosis in the left kidney. The patient was referred to urology. She had a treatment with a retrograde was performed by Dr. Povi, P-O-V-I. Stenting was done. They recovered the kidney stone. The kidney stone was analyzed and is consistent with calcium oxalate. The stent was removed after 3 weeks, and the patient ever since then has been without major symptoms. Because of the chronicity of the disease, the patient has been referred to the office. The patient is an avid user of salt, which indeed could be one of the contributory factors for the stone formation. And she mentions that the urinary collections have not been done in order to establish the composition of or the pH of the urine. We're going to do this basic workup, and we are going to bring her after the studies. There is a serum creatinine that is 1.7. The creatinine clearance is around 35 mLs per minute. And there is a proteinuria that could be related to the hematuria or interstitial nephritis associated to the kidney stones and or diabetic nephropathy. Number two, diabetes mellitus that for present for 20 years. The patient is in the normal and acceptable BMI. There is history of both sides of the family associated to and diabetes mellitus. The hemoglobin A1C has been between 6 and 7%. Following number, nicotine abuse with some degree of chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. The patient was explained about the acceleration of the arteriosclerosis, even more in a diabetic patient. And she is strongly advised to stop that practice. Following number, the patient has a history of hyperlipidemia. Following number, Upon physical examination, there is a significant left carotid bruit. We are going to order a carotid ultrasound to be done as soon as possible. And I have to point out that the peripheral pulses are significantly decreased all over the body. Following number, the patient has a history of papillomavirus that has been referred to the gynecologist. Thanks a lot for the kind referral. We're going to keep you posted with the progress. I invested 20 minutes reviewing the admission to the hospital, the referral, the prior lab. In the face-to-face, I spent 20 minutes, and in the documentation, 10 minutes.